Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
When we started dancing, I'm a nervous wreck. You're kind of shaking, has a rare effect. I can't stop a flipping over what you're doing. That kind of beat can drive a man to ruin. Slow down, baby, can you hear me shout? Stop, you're knocking me out. Crazy about your rhythm when you're rock and rolling. All I'm asking, honey, is that you control it. Your dancing is entrancing, oh, yes, indeed. But my one objection is you're much too speedy. Slow down, baby, can you hear me shout? Stop, you're knocking me out. We go. In my nervous system. Slow down, baby, can you hear me shout? Stop, you're knocking me out. You're knocking me out. Slow down, baby, can you hear me shout? Stop.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away, go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again. Because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that!
Mm-hmm. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. Got a little bit of a late start here. I'm not really showing, not really sure what was going on there, but I guess there were three other DJs that thought that their show was this week as well, but it's not. It's man. It's mine. I'm here 6 to 8. It's Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, Season 2. Starting it up, we had LL Cool J, and we also had Neil Sedaka in there with the fight round. It was the fight round. We started with You're Knocking Me Out, and we had Mama Said Knock You Out on it. So get your votes in there, DJ WMFO at WMFO.org. You can call me in. Call me in. You can call on me. Now that's the old phone number from 18 years ago, 617-627-3800. It is 855-915-WMFO. Bad DJ. I'm kind of discombobulated. I was over at Encore. I was over at Encore. I had to do a Facebook Marketplace. I met up and I met a lady there that was very nice, and I bought something from her, and I decided to gamble a little bit along the way, and it's a couple hundred dollars down, and I'm like, oh no, this is going quick, and then all of a sudden, jackpot. And then another jackpot. And then a third jackpot. So that's why I was a couple minutes late here. So good reason to be a little late. Got some extra cash in the wallet for my Friday night. I hope you had a nice week. My week was kind of busy. Everything's kind of busy lately. Things amp up in the fall, I believe. Especially here at Tufts. Don't you think? People back at work. It's funny, like all my fun. Everybody likes to text me while I'm on the radio. My dad's texting me. My friend Ray's texting me. Everybody's texting me. I'm on the radio. Stop texting me. I'll call you afterwards. Dad likes to text me things like this. J-O. J and zero, whatever that means. And then A and the, I think it's a parenthesis. No, it's a bracket. It's the right bracket. A right bracket, whatever that means. Thanks, Dad. Anyway, it's the knockout round. Neil Sedaka versus LL Cool J, WMFO.org. Go to DJ chat, and you can vote. This next round is called Take This Job and Shove It. It's the Pointer Sisters versus Loverboy. Which one do you like better? Take This Job and Shove It. Songs about work. And I'm going to start you off with the Pointer Sisters, Dirty Work.
Cause your woman's out of town. That's the time.
It is the take this job and shove it round here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. Take this job and shove it. Not take this round and shove it. Take this job and shove it. The point assist is covering Steely Dan, making it all their own with dirty work. And who can beat that? Who can beat that? I have one that could possibly beat that. Matter of fact, I think it's going to beat that. But I don't know. It's up to you. DJ WMFO, WMFO.org. Make your votes, because the Point Assisters are going up against Lover Boy. It's the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. Sweet Lord, Sweet Lord, that was Working for the Weekend, Lover Boy, from the album Get Lucky. There's a picture of a big ass on the screen of that one, on the cover album of Lover Boy's Get Lucky. He's like crossing his fingers. Crossing your fingers, does that mean lucky anymore? Probably doesn't. Who knows? But he's got a big old ass, and he's got it red leather. It was a guy. It's awesome. That's what we did in the 80s. We wore red leather, and we got lucky. That's what happened. Not so much anymore. But what are you going to do? It's round three, everybody. I'm going to keep on rolling right along. And hopefully I'll get you to about 10 rounds here today, here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. If you've never heard my show before, welcome. If you have heard my show before, vote. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? 6:24 in the evening? Are you working for the weekend? I'm probably going to have to, because I ended up getting a whole bunch of work on Friday. What the hell? I'm supposed to meet my friends later. We're getting some Chinese food. I don't even know if I can call it Chinese food. It's food. Can I call it food? It's like, can I have a somebody got offended at me because I asked them if they wanted a Chinese fortune cookie. I'm like, you want Chinese fortune cookie? They're like, that's kind of racist. I'm like, it's a fortune cookie. Where was it made? It was made in China. It's a Chinese fortune cookie. God, doesn't anybody have any fun anymore? And why take the wind out of my sails? You know what I mean? Why take the wind out of my sails? I just want to read a fortune that says, you know what? You're going to get lucky this weekend, lover boy. How do you like how I wrapped that right up? It's the Battle of the High Seas round three. It's Genesis versus Midnight Oil. Oh boy, you're going to love it. It's a home by the sea. It's WMFO in Medford.
Right. Every child, put down your toys and come inside to sleep. We have to look you in the eye and say we sold you cheap. Let's confess, we did not act. With serious urgency. So open up the floodgates to the rising sea.
Thank you.
There's Peter Garrett and Midnight Oil with the wonderful Rising Seas from the Resist album, their last album. They did their last tour. And what I like about those guys is they did their last tour and they left. They're like, this is our last tour. See you later. Which is great. And they came out with a great album. It's probably their second best album, I think, Resist. Anyway, that's my vote for that round. Midnight Oil versus Genesis, Home by the Sea. Home by the Sea from the 80s. And Resist just from last year, the year before, I think, 2022, 2023. Anyway, got a couple of votes coming in for LL Cool J for the knockout round. Take this job and shove it. It looks like Loverboy is taking that round. Anybody wants to make any votes, you can go to DJWMFO or you could call on the phone line. However, it looks like the phone line is a little messed up right now, so I got to reset it. Looks like a couple of people tried calling in. Anyway, sorry about that. I will try to reset that. Best way to reach me right now is djchat@wmfo.org. I need a producer because I don't have enough arms. I need at least two more arms to run this show. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. And then Edward will be on. And we like Edward here at WMFO. And we like Chris Earl, as far as I know. A lot of people don't like Chris Earl, but I don't care. You know, I'm at this point, 52 years old. I don't care whether you like me or not. I'm doing my job. That's it. Sometimes I do my job, right? Remember when everybody was like, do your job? Remember when the Patriots like, do your job? I thought that was so obnoxious. So obnoxious. And then cowboy up. Cowboy up. What the hell does that mean? We're from Massachusetts, jackass. All of a sudden, people are like cowboying up. Why is New Hampshire like Alabama now? When did all of a sudden New Hampshire, everybody decides they're all country and stuff? It's like you're from New Hampshire. You live in the woods, freaks. You go to the Piggly Wiggly just like the rest of them. I don't know what I'm talking about. Screw you, Autumn. That's the next round. Screw you, Autumn. It's the Motels versus the Ataris covering Don Henley. It's the Motels versus the Ataris. It's round four here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl, only on WMFO in Medford, which is surprising because they don't pay me diddly squat here, which is a bunch of horse shit. Come on. Come on, everybody. Give me some money. Thank you. Martha Davis and the Motels from 1982, I believe, with Suddenly Last Summer. Coming up next, it is the middle of the Screw You Autumn round. It's the Ataris covering Don Henley, Boys of Summer. Which one do you like better, the Motels or the Ataris? Already got quite a few votes coming in for the Motels, even before hearing the Ataris. Let's hear the Ataris. Here we go. You're listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, only on WMFO in Medford. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, we're not going to hear this much anymore. It's the end of the summer, everybody. Autumn starts on Sunday, I think. Monday? Sunday, I think. From the album So Long, Astoria, the cover of Boys of Summer, as performed by the Ataris. Pretty good. One of my listeners is like, unless it's Tom Petty, nope. I'm sorry. Unless it's Don Henley. Nope. Tom Petty covering that would probably be interesting. But yeah, that Don Henley one's great. But going up against the Motels, who knows? Don't have one vote yet for the Ataris. All for the Motels so far. Battle of the High Seas is still open. Genesis versus Midnight Oil. Genesis is taking the lead on that one. Lover Boy has won Take This Job and Shove It. And the knockout round was won by LL Cool J here on the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Mephimas. Let's see. It's round five. Oh, it's the gold round, everybody. It's the gold round. I might have even played the gold round before, but I'm going to play the gold round again. What do you think of that? You weren't listening before. You didn't vote before. Hey, if you're still at work, leave. Did I mention that before? Did I mention that? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? I don't care. Go do something. Just don't bother anybody, you know? Be nice. People aren't nice anymore. God. The world's in a crazy place right now. I hope it gets better. It's all you can do is hope. That's why I like playing music, man. Music's great. Makes you feel good. It's exciting. Puts you in the mood. You know, you can slow it down a little bit. Actually, let's slow it down a little bit. It's going to be the gold round. But this first one in the gold round is pretty smooth. And it's called Gold by John Stewart here on the Friday Night Fights. And listen in for a person from Fleetwood Mac is in the background on this one. Friday Night Fights here with you until 8.
When the lights go down in the California town, people are in for the evening. I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar. My heart beat time with the breathing. Driving over Canaan, singing to my soul. Thank you.
From the album Bombs Away, Dream Babies, that's John Stewart, formerly of the Kingston Trio. And he teamed up with Lindsey Buckingham. You can tell his guitar on there. He's got a distinct guitar. And Stevie Nicks, pretty good. Pretty good. It's the gold round here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. But can John Stewart and the pair of Fleetwood Macians beat the Black Keys? Only your votes will tell. It's the gold round, gold on the sailing. Gold round. It's Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I've been doing this almost 18 years, and here I am once again. Season 2, Episode 1 of the Friday Night Fights, and we're right in the middle of it. Got a little wind chime in the background. It's nice. Pretty nice. It's chilling me out a little bit. Makes me feel like I'm down on the river, waiting for the boats to sail by. I don't know. the last weekend of summer. Screw you, Autumn. The motels win that round. In the Battle of the High Seas, Genesis has prevailed. Genesis has prevailed over Midnight Oil. The Gold Round. Did you like that, John Stewart? Did you like the Black Keys? They're both great. I love both of them. And what I like to do here on the Friday Night Fights is usually I put together all these songs, at least I enjoy. I know I enjoy both of them, and I try to make a pretty good fight card where I'm like, yeah, one's got to be kind of close to the other. There's a few here that kind of, you know, get away, and one really beats the other one to death. Like the Motels beat the Ataris to death. Not one vote for the Ataris. But that Gold Round, I think that's a tough one. Black Keys, very good band, and it's a banger. And that John Stewart with the Fleetwood Mac in there, man, good stuff. That's just a great, great song. I picture myself listening to that in like my aunt's cellar, you know, with the wooden frames and the cellar, and, you know, before the dehumidifiers there, everything was just stinky. We'd play Pong, you know, have a couple of cheese sandwiches. And that was our day. Play some marbles. Man, know what I like about the fall? This is like, there's like 2 or 3 weeks here. You don't have to turn the heat on. You don't have to turn the AC on. It's just kind of eh. It's just kind of there. Yesterday, a little muggy, but not bad. But I kind of like that because, you know, you don't have a $300 electricity bill to pay as a nice surprise. And of course, in the wintertime, $300 gas bill. They kind of get it both ways, those people at the National Grid. I don't understand. My neighbor, he gets the solar.